It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
L-G-Y-M.
Loogie, Evan, Tinky, Midday, Morning, I got you for the next 5 hours. KM to AM, Keith McPherson on The Fan. It feels good, New York City. I barely made it back. But you know I was going to get back. Literally running in the streets, waiting on delayed trains, switching trains. Shout out to everybody that I was just with in Times Square at T-Mobile. Shout out to T-Mobile, WFAN, Cecil Fielder, Paul O'Neill. We can stop running that ad, but I know it's going to run through the rest of the day. Maybe it'll be done when I'm done, but man, I'm not going to bury the lead. I know what just happened. I was keeping up with it. My friend, Dan Frankel. Dan, if you're listening, shout out to you. Dan texted me, and he said, "See you tomorrow. Can't wait to watch a real team play baseball." I said, the Mets have to find a way to win this one right now. It was 1-0. That was at 6:12. I had just left the T-Mobile store after signing every single autograph, which is just like ridiculous that I'm signing autographs. But like, I will sign every single one. I will take every single selfie. I will shake every single hand because I appreciate you guys that listen to The Fan and follow me online and come out to meet me in person. Like, I can't put it into words what it feels like to feel that energy and that love. It's crazy. But, you know, I was watching the Mets game earlier today. And if you listened to me last night, I said it's hard to take two when you play two, a doubleheader. I said it's almost a guarantee that the Mets are going to get their first win of the season today. And it seemed like that wasn't a guarantee after they blew it in extras again. More honking, less tonking. I mean, it's not all on him. There was a stat that I saw after the first game. I was like, good grief. And I'm not trolling tonight. I'm not rubbing it in tonight. I'm happy for the Mets fans to get a win. I love winning more than anything. And I'm glad you got a win before the Yankees come back. The Yankees hit the field and the world sees a team with the opposite record, you know, in New York and their fan base embrace them. But there was a stat that I saw after the first game, Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor, 2-for-40 with 10 Ks. Those are two guys that have big contracts, long-term contracts. They got to be better. That's part of your core, and they have to pick it up. And last night I was saying Mother Nature stepped in to kind of put a pause on everything. Hey, this is trending in the wrong way. Losing is contagious. Finding ways to lose becomes a habit. And you didn't play for 2 days, and it felt like a reset because the Mets came out there and they did score runs. They did have the lead. But then you see Adam Ottavino, or as Frank the Tank calls him, Adam out the lead goes. And they blew that first game. And of course, I'm trolling online. And of course, I'm making jokes and I'm laughing as Gio to God and Mark Canna, two former Yankees and Mets, make you pay. But it's like, damn. Are they really going to lose both games in the double? Like, no. Just the law of averages, right? That's baseball, Susan. They're not going to lose every single game in their ballpark before they go to the Great American Ballpark, before they go down there to Atlanta. You had to get one win. And just like I text my boy Dan, who was the Mets fan in the MLB fan cave the year I was the Yankee fan 10 years ago, I said they have to find a way. And he says, "We're so back." I said, "Found a way." 877-337-6666. It is early. The season is not over. It is early. It's a small sample size. You're going to hear callers tonight say the season is over. You're going to hear callers tonight and say, no, we're back up. We're all right. We got one win. That's all it takes. You're going to hear Mets fans, Yankees fans go back and forth about both teams. And Yankee fans, stand down for a little bit. We've got 5 hours tonight. Let the Mets fans call. Let the Mets fans get their takes off, their thoughts off. I mean, there was parts of the game where you're watching, and like when I say find ways to lose, it's mistakes and errors and bunting and just not good enough baseball from a team with the highest payroll in baseball. But they found a way to win, and you can go to sleep tonight not defeated. The Marlins are still defeated. Are the Marlins still defeated? At least you have that, Mets fans. At least you have the Marlins at 0-7, and you're not 0-7. You're not defeated. You got to win. You found a way to win. The end. For the Yankees fans, everything is coming up roses for us. Everything is great for us. Everything is trending into one of the craziest opening days that we've seen in a long time tomorrow. They could lose that game, but they refuse to lose games. And that's the mentality that I've seen. When we're talking about dogs, and I know Loogie's still in here. Loogie, I'm sorry, but Doogie, he took your stick. There's no getting it back. Is that my bark? Oh, now my bark is a drop. Where my dogs at? We right here, dog. You will hear a bunch of fans in the Bronx barking like the boogie down dogs. I cannot wait to go to sleep tonight, have my son wake me up in the morning, take care of him, get in the car, and drive as fast as I can to park my car at Yankee Stadium. I'll see you guys there. 877-337-6666. Now, you know, I mentioned Loogie. Loogie comes on before me with the Loog Hour, and man, I was racing to get back here. The one train was delayed from Times Square down here to where we are in Hudson Square. I'm panicking because, like I said, I stayed until every single person that knew my name got what they wanted from me at the T-Mobile store. But then, you know, it said it was a 13-minute trip. A 13-minute trip turned into about a 40-minute trip. And where I parked my car out here, right, because I parked my car at like 4 o'clock, 4:30 out here where there's never spots, I had to get off the train and literally use the little bit of athleticism I have left, sprint to my car, drive back to the front of WFAN and park, and I got to catch a little bit of a Loogie show. And yeah, it's a wrap. Julius Randle is out for the rest of the season, Loogie. Knicks fans, I'm sorry. One thing that I said is that the Knicks fans celebrate too early because they haven't had much to celebrate. I'm not trolling again, but January it was Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals. The Knicks are dudes and dogs. They're doing damage. Now they're damaged. You're not winning anything with Julius Randle. And I'm a host that said, I'm not going to tell you what they can or can't do. Now I'm telling you they cannot win the Eastern Conference Finals or maybe even get there without Julius Randle. He's an all-star. He's a leader. He's part of the heartbeat and core of this team that you saw in January when you saw OG Anunoby come here, right? You're missing that guy. You're missing his 20 points, his rebounds, and you're really missing his defense. 877-337-6666. So tell yourself whatever you want about Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo. Tell yourself whatever you want about OG Anunoby coming back and, I don't know, Mitchell Robinson and whatever, I Hart, Miles McBride. If you watch the NBA, you know and I know that Joel Embiid just came back. You know Giannis is over there. You know what Tatum and Kristaps and those guys are going to do. We can run through the list of superstars and teams in the NBA that are going to get closer to the finish line this year than Jalen Brunson. I mean, Becky Hammond told you guys herself, and you got upset with her, but what she was saying was, he's a phenomenal player, Jalen Brunson. But the little guys, they don't win it all. The undersized players, they don't win it all. AI, love watching AI play. He doesn't have a ring. It's not going to be enough for you to get to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, and you felt like that back in January prematurely, I'm sorry to break it to you. It's not going to happen. And if I'm wrong, I'll be here every night to talk about it. 877-337-6666. So miss me with this is the best case scenario, or what was I hearing today on the Fan? This is good news, or no, it's not. You kind of knew this was coming. Stop with the this puts the fans at ease. The Knicks don't tell you anything. And as Yankee fans that are also Knicks fans, Yankee fans that cry about how the Yankees handle, oh, Judge's spring beat up, he's going for an MRI, when are they going to tell us about Cole? I mean, the Knicks don't tell you anything. You see a little bit of Julius Randle conditioning, but ultimately, it's April. He's not back. What did you expect? And I look at Julius as a guy that has earned it here in New York, and he knows that these fans will turn on him in a heartbeat if he comes back and he's not 100%. It's not worth it. Prioritize your health and the rest of your career. It ain't that serious. The Knicks are dudes. I guess they're dogs, but they're damaged. Their hopes are not the same as they were some 2-3 months ago. 877-337-6666. I'm not trolling. I'm just being real. Authentic, real name, no gimmicks. I'm giving it to you straight. Call me up and tell me different, but we're going to watch these games. As soon as the news came out, I put money on Sacramento money line because I'm like, they're going to take a hit from this news being public. The Garden is going to feel different. It's going to sound different because the fans, I mean, you can hear every emotion in the Garden. And the law of the Garden is when one comes up, the other must come down. This year is the Rangers' year. This year is supposed to be the year that the Rangers hoist the cup, not the Knicks winning the NBA Finals and the Larry O'Brien Trophy. It is supposed to be the year that this Rangers team is a wagon and they can actually get it done. So we'll see if they can actually do it, but the Knicks are not going to be able to make a run. I mean, the Miami Heat got you twice. They got you last year. I was at Game 5. They got you last year. Great year. And then when did Julius Randle go down? How did he go down? We all were watching that game. And when I saw that man who never shows any pain, or I'm like, nah, he's hurt. And it's not looking good. And that was your season right there. We'll see if Bogdanovich, Boyan, and Alec Burks, and whoever else, I don't know. We'll see if they can figure it out. But you know you need Julius Randle. 877-337-6666. So, I mean, it's the Mets getting a win. It's the Yankee fans getting ready for opening day. I will hype you up through the night. But I really do say, Yankee fans, stand down a little bit for the Met fan to come in and talk about Brett Beatty and Pete Alonso. You guys still want to pay Pete? Because, I mean, it seems like the last week everybody was talking about trade Pete. Pete Alonso gets it done, plays hero. Tyrone Taylor, these guys, they found a way. J.D. Martinez, you got to find a way soon. He's not going to join the team in Cincinnati. I mean, you're going to need him against the Braves, because if you think the Milwaukee Brew Crew and the Tigers were a challenge at home, you're about to walk into some ballparks on the road with teams that have some actual superstar players, some good pitching, and it's not going to get any easier. But at least you got that win today. They can take the flight out and feel a little bit better than themselves than they did probably in the single admission doubleheader when it split and they took that first. I'm like, that place has to be like the bark in the park. The dogs are the only ones having fun in there. And of course, it's bark in the park while we're barking about the Yankees.
He's a dog.
He's a dog. Dog, 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 eat dog world. I mean, Judge is embracing it. The Yes Network's embracing it. It's a thing. You're going to see people with dog masks tomorrow. You're going to hear barking at Yankee Stadium. Good. The Yankees always have a thing. It's better than Bronxy the Turtle. It's better than the thumbs down. It's better than Sean Kelly and the horse head. It's better than, you know, we can go back through the years. The Yankees always have a thing. So miss me with the, like, what the Yankee way is. What Yankee way? The Yankee way? 15 years of not getting to the World Series? Getting to the World Series was the Yankee way. It's time for a change. I mean, enough is enough, and it's time for a change. I like to see these Yankees tatted up. I like to see these Yankees iced out. I like to see these guys flexing their watches and their chains. And I do like, you know, them saying, hey, 3-4 chains. Guys that came before you, it's one chain, Doogie. We gotta chill you a little bit.
he pimped that home run like he won the game. That was the only issue I had with it. I loved it. And if you've seen the picture of Yankee Stadium West, Yankee fans taking over the building in Chase Field out in Arizona, I mean, Doogie pimped that home run for 30 minutes. And Boone made his comment, you know, tongue in cheek after. But like, Doogie, you didn't walk the game off. You didn't end the game. Like, you can't do that when there's still more game to play. 877-337-6666. We'll talk all around it. Marcus Stroman gets the ball tomorrow. This guy's living a real-life dream as a New Yorker, and I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. He's come a long way. The Yankees are pumping him up on social media, showing him out there on the field. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be great. I'll see you up there. I will be at the stadium as early as I can get up there, probably 9, 10 o'clock, and Juan Soto is putting out stuff. You know, the Soto shuffle hits New York City. Shuffle gets to NYC. Him and Gleyber Torres in the middle of the night are with Jordan MVP Barber getting their fresh fades. Like, hey, it's the biggest stage in baseball. It's New York, baby. Like, I cannot wait to just hear the 4 train go over in the morning and see all the people in pinstripes and just smell the popcorn and the hot dogs and the Lobel sandwiches and the chicken buckets and the garlic fries. And yeah, I can't wait. We're back. It's real. And I'm glad that, you know, we have this team, and obviously we have this ballpark and this home opener on a Friday, and I'll see you there Saturday as well. But I can't help but to notice what's going on in Oakland with the A's. Obviously nobody going to those games, and their fan base just hates the ownership, but they're moving to Sacramento. And a video came across my timeline today where, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. The guy talking about the A's, actually, John Fisher, right, talking about them moving to Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, says it'll be the most intimate park in Major League Baseball and how they can't wait for other teams and other players to come in there. Yeah, of course, with the Oakland A's and their, you know, whatever players they have, but Aaron Judge, can't wait to see Aaron Judge hit home runs there. Are you serious? Like, that guy's got to get a grip, get an idea, get a clue, read the room. What are you talking about? You can't wait to see Aaron Judge come there and hit home runs. Like, that's where we are with baseball. But baseball's alive and well. I do have some numbers from the television and the ratings and the views over the first week of baseball. Baseball's back. The Yankees are back in the Bronx tomorrow. The Mets get a win. And we're going to talk all about the Mets, the Yankees, and the Knicks, and Julius Randle tonight, and the Rangers, and whatever else comes across the timeline. But, I mean, that's my open pretty much off the cuff. Like I said, I was running to get back here. I put together some notes before I went to the event. But, again, shout out to you if you came out to Times Square. There's about 80 people in the T-Mobile store to see myself and Paul O'Neill and Cecil Fielder and Lacey Mazzilli, and people won tickets to opening day, signed baseballs and bats, and like I said, I signed every single printout that WFAN had. I mean, I need to get a new headshot, guys. I need an update, but I signed every Keith McPherson WFAN headshot for anyone that wanted one and took a picture with anybody that asked because, man, I don't belong on stage with Cecil Fielder and Paul O'Neill. I took a call last night from Morris in Brooklyn, who said he's not impressed with this Yankee start. But then he also said he's only been watching the Yankees since the 2022 season. And then we got into talking about how rare it is what the Yankees have done, how this is only the 13th time in their history that they've started off like this. You should be impressed. You should feel good about it. And I said last night I started watching the Yankees in 96, and I didn't have anybody guiding me. I didn't have anybody telling me what was going on. I just was playing Little League and turning the TV on. And they won it that year. And then the first year I was really locked in was the 1998 year. And I don't belong on stage with ball players. I don't belong on stage with world champions. But I'm blessed to have this opportunity to connect with so many of you on The Fan, which allows me to be at events like that. 877-337-6666 and two more sixes will get you on the show. Let's break it down. And up, up, and away we go. KM to AM on your radio. We'll be right back.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can't wait. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get right into it. If you missed my open, the Mets win their first game of the season. They find a way. They get off the mat so they can at least be able to crack a smile on the way to Cincinnati and then to Atlanta. The Yankees are home. They're getting their haircuts. They're posting on social media. They're at the yard up there in the Bronx, getting ready to go, put on a show. On the biggest stage in baseball on 161st Street, I'll see you there. Julius Randle is done for the year. The Knicks, without Julius Randle, in my humble opinion, are not the Knicks. Whether you hate Julius Randle, whether you love Julius Randle, you cannot deny that he is a huge part of this team. And your dreams and what you expected them to do this year or hoped them to do this year just took a massive hit with him not returning. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Patterson and talk to Julio on the Fan. Go for it, Julio.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for taking the call. I love the show. I actually spoke to you back in December, and I talked about how the Mets shouldn't get Yamamoto. So far, it's like kind of a mixed thing. He had a good start, a bad start. But, you know, the Mets, I think that you know, this is going to be a much different team as we move along into the next month. Like, honestly, once they get J.D. Martinez, they're going to get – Senga back. They're going to get down the road in the summer. They're going to get reinforcements in the starters with Peterson, you know. So I think that this is a team that, like, they shouldn't overreact to this losing streak that they had right out at the outset. I mean, a lot of things can happen between now and then. As far as the Yankees, because I know you love the Yankees, they need to hit more, man. They're averaging less than 5 runs an inning. You know, Rodon looks good right now and stuff like that, but they still don't have Gerrit Cole. Like, do you think that they could – they have to – they're this whole winning streak is predicated on pitching, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, you know, coming back and finding a way to win games. They are not hitting – they are not hitting the home runs like you're used to them seeing, but they are playing small ball. They are having timely hits. They are grinding out at-bats, working walks, and like I said, finding ways to win. Julio, thanks for the call. Going back to the Mets fans are the ones panicking, or not now. The Yankee fans are the ones trolling and laughing and digging their grave. But these ball players, they can't be built like that. They can't think like that. These ball players know, like, this is the first week of games. It's the first week of the season. These guys are pros. They're millionaires. They'll figure it out. But it just feels like there's some type of hex. It feels like there's some type of curse. It feels like there's just some negative energy because there's a dance crew and there's a light show and there's things that were added this season that have nothing to do with baseball. And there was obviously a change in philosophy when building this team than what you saw the last 3 years. And in comes David Stearns, who I know is not overreacting. I know he is going to make changes. I know he's going to make additions. We were talking last night, Julio and Patterson, I don't know if you heard, we were talking about Julio Teheran. And J.D. Martinez, I just mentioned in my open, he'll come back. And guys are hurt, and guys come back. And you kind of learn about different guys in different situations early on in the season. You also have a rookie manager who is learning on the job. This is first week on the job. You can't overreact. You got to stay the course. It is a roller coaster ride. And obviously the Yankees, you know, they just shot up to the top of the roller coaster. And the Met fan is just kind of sitting in line waiting for the roller coaster to start. You just got on the roller coaster. You won one game. You felt that first initial 3-2-1, tick, 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 tick. It's a long road. It's 162 games. And we do this for months. And I say this on The Fan every night. We take it game by game, series by series, week by week, month to month. We can't jump ahead. We can't. There's no way to fast forward. No one can predict baseball. You don't know what's going to happen. We assume that they're going to run into the Cincinnati Reds, who have some young talent and almost made themselves a postseason team last year. And the Braves, who are just a juggernaut and own the Mets. We're still talking about that 2022 series at the end of the season against the Braves. But who knows? Maybe they surprise you. Maybe they go in there and they take a series from the Reds. Maybe they go in there and take a game or two from the Braves. I don't think that's going to happen. But that's why we watch. And with the Yankees, Aaron Judge just came alive in the last game. Aaron Judge is arguably the best hitter in baseball. He's an MVP. He's a guy that we saw do otherworldly things. He missed a chunk of spring training because he was spring beat up. Now, don't let Judge get hot. Don't let Judge get right. I do have some concerns about guys like Giancarlo Stanton, but it's the same concerns I've had. Even Verdugo. Verdugo, I mean, that's another reason why you don't get to pimp the home run for 30 minutes. You weren't really doing much. Good to see you find that first pitch and send it, but it's like, hey, bro, like, be a little bit more humble. You didn't come out of the gate too hot. But I look at the Yankees and how they're grinding out at-bats, the difference that Juan Soto makes. I've been mentioning James Rawson, the hitting coach, Mount Vernon, stand up. That brother has come in, and the philosophy is different. It's him. It's Soto. The players are telling you they watch Soto's approach in the batting cage. They also watch his at-bats. I've been telling you this first week of the season, these umpires are trash. We need robo-umps. The strike zone is inconsistent. It's not me being a baby. It's not me crying about the umps because the Yankees are winning. I'm not crying about the way the game's being called. I'm crying, or I'm not crying at all. I'm stating the obvious. If you watch the game, watch the game. Watch the game. That ball is down, Blue. That ball is outside. It's inconsistent. You're ringing guys up. So when we talk about this small sample size and how early it is for the New York Yankees and the Mets, and for you to say that the Yankees aren't hitting, they're hitting enough to win. They only lost one game, and in that one game, they didn't hit at all. 877-337-6666. Now they get to come back to the bandbox. Now they get to come back to the short porch. They could get hot at home. We'll see. Juan Soto cooled off in the last series. Juan Soto was impactful in every game in Houston when the lights were brightest. Oswaldo Cabrera cooled off a little bit, but he turned it on when we needed him. Anthony Volpe had a 4-for-4 game, came out the next day with another knock. I mean, he made some mistakes in the field, but so what? He's a 22-year-old kid. He's growing. He's learning. Not before long, he'll probably be your leadoff hitter. Gleyber Torres, it took him a little while to get going, but he broke through recently. Rizzo is there, but wait till Rizzo gets hot and starts hitting home runs. He's working his walks. He's taking his hit by pitch. Like, I am not concerned about this lineup. There are multiple guys in this lineup that I know can hit, that I know can mash, that I know can bang. What I love about this Yankee team is every pitch matters. Every at-bat matters. They're grinding it out. I'm watching these games. I'm looking at the pitch count of everyone's starter saying, oh, good, get them out of there. And I'm not so worried about our starting pitching because it's New York Penn Station, all stops here. The bullpen is lights out, and I don't worry about them. And I told you that before the season started. I don't have to know anything about Birdie, Ferguson, Gonzalez, Tanner Tully, Clayton Beter, whoever they pull out of the bullpen, because I have trust in Mike Harkey, Matt Blake, Aaron Boone, and Brian Cashman when it comes to turning a Clay Holmes into the closer. And I know I also said I had tightness in my chest and shortness of breath with Clay Holmes on the mound the first night, but like, has Clay Holmes blown a game? There's some other top guys in baseball that have. So it's early. It's super early, but if you're a Yankee fan, you got to be pleased, and you got to know that there's more to come when the weather gets warmer, when they get back into their own beds, their own houses, with their wives, with their significant others, their kids, their families, they get back comfortable. We've got a homestand coming. They're going to hit in Yankee Stadium. And for the Mets, maybe exactly what they need is a road trip to bond as a team and realize, hey, that was a rough start to the season, but that's all it was, a rough start. We got to bring it on the road, right? Now we go step into somebody else's ballpark as the enemy. We have to show up. We have to hit. We have to pitch. We have to be better. Let's go to Annabelle in Bridgeport on the Fan in New York. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Thank you for taking my call. I believe in the Mets, and let me tell you, this game that Mendoza, and finally we won one. I'm so excited about it.
His first win as a manager in Major League Baseball.
And I like the way he played the game. He went to Mattel to bunt. That's how you play the game, the old way. Bunt the guy over and then let the next batter bring him in.
Sure. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I was watching Brett Beatty bunt, and it didn't work in the first game. But, hey, you're figuring it out as a manager, as a first-time manager. You're figuring it out. I hate the whole Manfred's man on second. I don't like it at all. I know it speeds up the game or whatever, but I just think it's fake baseball. How'd that runner get there? The ghost runner to me is like, it just changes the whole approach and strategy to how you're trying to win, how you're trying to get a run across, whatever. It is what it is. They found a way to win.
Yeah, and I'm so very happy. My father is 92 years old. I'm 67. We're jumping all over the room here when we got win.
Good. Winning cures all. Like I said, I troll, I make fun. It was raining last night. I said it was raining cats and dogs, and that fits New York because on one side, there's a bunch of dogs, woo, 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 and on the other side, there's a bunch of pussy cats, meow. Well, the pussy cats scratched and clawed and found a way, and now they get to go on the road, and they better find a way. They better find their identity. They better figure it out fast, but winning cures all. You don't want to watch every Mets game. You don't want to go to these Mets games and lose. If they lost every single game, man, these calls would be different. I'm glad. And like I said, I'm not rooting against them. LGYM. Let's go Yankee Mets. Adam Ottavino, Harrison Bader, Mendoza, Severino. There's Yankee energy over there. And with the Yankees having such a great start, it's lopsided, right? They're, you know, polar opposites. But the way baseball works, you're not going to just lose every game. And they found a way to get off the mat. And I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you celebrated that. And I hope you're not the kind of Mets fan to be like, so what? The season's over. What's one measly win? That could be the tide turning. That could be what they need to go into Cincinnati and take the first game. Then what do you say? Steve in Manasquan, home of the Warriors on the Fan in New York.
Yeah, I wanted to call. I mean, you were the stuff you said about the Knicks for the fact that at the Garden, that even the crowd is going to feel that the Randall and you couldn't have hit that more on the nail that when you said that.
I've been in
when the injury came over, I felt the same things you felt. But then I started thinking, what can they do? And you know what? How about stop playing guys 48 minutes a game?
They look so tired.
God, they look so tired. I mean, Hart is getting like 2 points a game now. I mean, give the guy a break.
Long season.
I mean, and the other thing, how about putting Jericho Sims into the rotation? I mean, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, this guy has got to use other players. You can't be putting people out there 48 minutes
with,
a game.
It's he goes ridiculous. With the guys that he trusts, that he believes in, and he expects them to play the whole game, and they expect to play the whole game. And that's what you're going to have to do in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, come on, 48 minutes a game. I mean, this is like a little bit like, I don't know if this is too good. I mean, this is like crazy.
it's not going to work. Like, thanks for the call, Steve. It's not going to work out for you when you face better competition and better teams in a series, and you're tired and you're run down. And that's why I'm saying, without Julius Randle, you're damaged. Without Julius Randle, the reality is you're not what you thought you were going to be at this point. That's a guy that can play more minutes, and then you can change your rotations. That's a guy that can score points. That's a guy that can give Brunson a break. Like, for Brunson, he is amazing. We know that. But, like, you know, I'm looking at Twitter, and people are just expecting him to carry them all. Like, it doesn't work like that in the NBA. Everybody's going to have an off night in the playoffs. So it's like, okay, Dante DiVincenzo's got to step up and be a star player. I mean, maybe he'll have a couple nights. Josh Hart will have, you know, what happened to Josh Hart being a triple-double machine? These guys have been going hard since October. It's a lot, man. It's just a lot. As the Knicks get underway, and I'm trying to get that game on now. Like I told you, as soon as that news came out today, I'm like, oh, let me bet the Kings money line. Let me put a little parlay together on De'Aaron Fox. I just know it's like an emotional hit to the fan base. And to the team, like, okay, now it's confirmed that from this point on through the rest of the season, we go forward without Julius Randle. Yeah, guys got to step up or whatever. You know, Steve just called and said, oh, you got to stop playing guys X amount of minutes. No, what do you, like, it's the NBA. What are you going to, you're going to play lesser guys more minutes to not play your best guys? No, it just doesn't work like that. And, you know, Tommy T doesn't work like that. So it is what it is. 877-337-6666. Trying to get this Knicks game on the TV. I'm like, what is this, Taco Bell in here? I don't know. What channel are they on? Oh, they're on TNT. That's why I can't get it on in here. Anyway, let's take another call. We need to bring in some Yankee energy, a Yankees call. Let's see. Gary in Waterbury on the Fan again. Hello, Gary.
Keith, not Bill. McPherson, not Sweat. You talk ish, player. You deserve what you get.
Pause.
Yo, that's from another Keith. Another Keith. My man, Keith Murray. shouts to Keith Murray. It's a slow night. Sorry. Got to get my shouts in. Shouts to Parrish Smith, Eric Sermon. Yo, and shouts to my brother, Dougie, from Stanford, who is a daily avid listener who doesn't have the balls to give a call.
Why?
He's scared. I don't know. We doesn't want to
mess up. Doesn't want to mess up in front of everybody. Nobody can see him.
That's all right.
I understand.
Thanks for letting me. It's kind of a slow day. You know, thanks for letting me get my shouts in. Appreciate it. And shouts to Connor. And, you know, all these New York teams, all of them, they're all together. They are going to have to actually win something before I can believe it can be done. It's been too long. You're probably thinking the same thing with Dallas. Like, I need a championship before I think they're actually going to do it. Like, well, I'm going to doubt them the whole way until it's done.
I can't do that. Like, every season to me is hope, optimism. A clean slate every season to me. Like at this point where we are with the Yankees, do I expect them to win a World Series? No, because I know the World Series is difficult. I've been telling you guys for months, they have to build towards that. So far, the building, I mean, I didn't expect them to build this fast. I didn't expect them to look like this fast. Keep it up. You know, as a fan, what do you get in this for? You get in this to win. You want to roll with the winners. You want to be a champion. Yeah, right. You want to celebrate. I can't be so pessimistic against my team, especially when they look good. It's just a tough way to go into every night when you do have it, when you are competitive. But I'm with you. There's been a drought here. We don't believe that any's got the Rangers, the Knicks, the Yankees. It's like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. But, like, you need to have some optimism.
Keith, you deserve the pulse of the people. Craigie's gone. Period. Stop. You deserve it for the station. And you know what? I got to get this in. Foo Philly. And I'm going to ride with Cashman Stucks. So, you know, we got to ride with that still.
Well, you know, even with Cashman, thanks for the call, Gary. With Cashman, I tip my cap to him, but I'm not saying, oh, Cashman, you're absolved. Yeah, so far, so good. The moves you made, we see. There's a difference. Last year, the team had no identity. They already have an identity. They're dogs. Like, we see that. But there's a long way to go.
Guys, Cashman's the man.
That Stroman, play it again.
Cashman's the man.
Oh, now he's the man, Marcus. Oh,
what
now
an incredible human being.
Oh, now you think he's an incredible human being. Yeah, because you're living a wild reality. You've got every vintage Yankees t-shirt, and the Yankees are actually letting you wear them during games.
Cashman's the man.
I remember, and I'll say this before we go to break, I remember I got word that came back to me because I wore some unofficial Yankees merch in the booth with John and Susan, and I did a bobblehead unboxing video of their bobblehead, and word got back to me that they didn't want me wearing unofficial Yankees merch in the media area. They don't really want you wearing any Yankees merch in the media area. But I just saw Marcus Stroman go on the field with some unofficial Yankee shorts that were made by, like, I don't know, some Instagram fashion company. It's okay. Yankees, stop being so buttoned up and uptight and corporate. Maybe we'll win something like that. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. I cannot wait. I'll be on 203 most likely when this song gets played. Creatures, you already know. Roll call. I'm sure Mark will be leading the way. I'll see y'all soon, man. We got to turn up for the world to see a loud one. Is it going to be Juan Soto or Soto. I don't know. I'll check the chat, find out. Keith McPherson on the Fan, watching the Knicks game. Knicks are down 10. Sacramento has come out shooting pretty well. And like I said, I put some cash on them money line as soon as that news came out, because I'm like, well, one, the Kings light the beam. You know, they had a good year last year, and they're not a terrible team anymore. But, man, it's just momentum and the way the Garden plays. Just from my experience being in there, the chatter and just a different vibe. Today is the first day of, okay, this team does not have Julius Randle coming back. You can forget about that. When we get whole again, when we get healthy again, you might win some, but you just lost one. 877-337-6666. In this next hour, we're going to talk Yankees. I tried to stand down and take a couple Mets calls, and we did. And I understand if Mets fans don't want to talk to me. I get it, because I kind of twist the knife and troll, and I'm a Yankee fan. And you hear me talk about 203 tomorrow, mark my words, the young creatures will be saying, we hate the Mets. Mets fans suck. Bump, bump, ba-na-na, Mets fans really suck. Bump, bump, ba-na-na, Mets fans really suck. Like, I didn't come up with that. That's something I learned sitting in Section 203 in Yankee Stadium. That was passed on from generation to generation. Like, it's just part of the culture, man. So, like, I get it when Mets fans don't want to call and talk to Keith McPherson on the Fan about their team. Or maybe you just don't want to talk about your team. Yankee fans do. And we'll get into it. So, coming up with this homestand, it's Yusei Kikuchi versus Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman versus his former team. Kevin Gausman, former Baltimore Oriole. He's got plenty of experience pitching against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. He will face Clark Schmidt Saturday night. I have a 6:37 show Saturday, and then I'll leave here and go right to the stadium. And then Bowden Francis on Sunday, calendar day, versus Luis King of the Heel. And then after that, they will face the Miami Marlins. I assume the Marlins will have one win at least before they come into Yankee Stadium. And if you can't get tickets to opening day because the tickets, the prices are nuts. They're ridiculous. Even for this whole series, you should try and get a ticket for the Marlins series. They're more affordable, and the Yankees might just pummel them. 877-337-6666. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Eric, Neil, Josh, Mickey, Joe, I will get to you. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls, talking about the Yanks, talking about the Mets, talking about Julius Randle not coming back to the Knicks and watching the Knicks game KM to AM. You got me till midnight. I'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.